بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله وفضلا كرم فالله سبحانه وتعالى Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the most beautiful month of Ramadan. The atmosphere of Ramadan was something different, which now we must, may Allah Ta'ala accept our Ramadan that had passed. May Allah give us the istiqamah, the steadfastness now after the month of Ramadan. And obviously it is not the same as the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is like when the sun has risen, and it is at its zenith, and it is bright and it is shining, and it is full of light everywhere, there's radiance. And as the sun sets, there's the end of Ramadan, then darkness pervades, there's only darkness, the person sees everything around him, the surroundings become dark. But then in darkness, what does the person do? He lights up a torch, a lantern, a lamp. He'll switch on the lights. So even in the darkness, there is still some light. He'll have to wait for the sun to rise again, for him to enjoy a full brightness again. Allah Ta'ala has got various occasions when the person goes for Hajj and Umrah. When he's standing there in front of the Baytullah, in front of the Kaaba Sharif, the anwarat, the radiance, the effulgence that falls onto the Kaaba Sharif, and the person looks at the Kaaba, he becomes awestruck. The noor grips him. He can stay and stay and stay and stay for long duration of time. Even the green dome of the Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person can look and look and look. Inside the Haramain Sharifain, there's so much of ronak, atmosphere. A person is prompted to do good then. So the surroundings we have, the environment, and also the times that Allah Ta'ala gives us, certain times, Shabi Barat night, Laylatul Qadr night, Etikaf, Ramadan, these are all times and occasions where Allah Ta'ala gives us some type of environment around us so that we maybe become spiritually charged. It's common after the month of Ramadan, we begin to slacken. Obviously that ronak that was in the month of Ramadan is totally different now. But still, as we said, we have some torch, we have some light, we have our candles. All we got to do is reconnect and make sure that our spiritual batteries don't become low again. Our batteries of the heart must never become dead. This must never happen. And therefore we have to have programs again and again. We come for Salat. We have Ta'aleem programs. We go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashayikh come, ulama come. We sit in the company, the majlis. All these things reconnect us. It strengthens that spiritual connection we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never disconnect ourselves. The moment we disconnect ourselves from all these type of programs, then obviously we bring darkness in our heart. Then very easily we get trapped into sin. But when a person has already charged his spiritual battery, then Allah Ta'ala gives him that himmat, tawfiq of refraining from sin. Previously you may have fallen easily into some sin. Now, in the month of Ramadan, you made some tawbah, istighfar, Allah consciousness, muraqabah, muhasabah, all these bayans we heard. So now we've got some type of strength against our nafs. And as I mentioned previously, there's nafs, three stages, ammara, then lawwama, and mutmainna. Ammara, it keeps from prompting us, commanding us to do evil, 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 gunas, and lawwama both. It tells you to do evil and also it tells you not to do evil. It takes you towards good. But mutmainna is the final stage. Well, I might have mentioned that from the stage of ammara, to bring it to mutmainna needs a lot of mujahada. It takes a lot of time. Tazkiyah, of the batin, we have to sit in the company of ulama, mashayikh, listen to their discourses, Quran, hadith, sunnah, stay in good environment, in the sohbat of the saliheen, all these things. After some great mujahada, then the stage moves from stage one, from ammara to lawwama and then to mutmainna. So it takes a long time. But the converse from mutmainna, a person can drop very easily to ammara again. And the example they give, you may have heard this example, that when it is cold, then for a snake to become frozen, it takes it time to become completely frozen. It doesn't just freeze overnight. It takes a lot of time for it to become absolutely hard and frozen. But the moment the sunlight begins to come on it, and as the snow melts, then very easily again, it becomes alive. So exactly like that, this nafs of ammara requires a lot of mujahada to reach that lawama and mutmainna stage. But the converse can happen very easily if we are not on guard all the time. And this is our job, this is our task, this is our challenge. All the time we have to have two things in our life. One is muraqabah and the other is muhasabah. Muraqabah, my Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me. So wherever I am, I'm gone for a holiday, my Allah is watching me. I'm gone to work, my Allah is watching me. I'm in the hospital, my Allah is watching me. I'm going overseas, my Allah is watching me. I'm sitting at home, Allah is watching me. In the masjid, Allah is watching me. I'm doing some business deal, my Allah is watching me. I'm with friends on a Saturday night, my Allah is watching me. Muraqabah. Muhasabah, to take stock of ourselves. I did this guna. I did that good deed. I'm going to make shukr to Allah. Why I did this guna? See, today, so many things I said today was unnecessary. So many things I did was futile. That is muhasabah. These two things will keep us in check, inshallah. Inshallah, tonight we will do one of the discourses from this kitab, Mawa'izi Hasana. Allah Ta'ala ki muhabbat ka asan nuskha. What is the easy nuskha, recipe, for gaining the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's a lengthy bayan, we'll just give the summary. Allah Ta'ala ki ihsanat beshumar hai. Allah Ta'ala's favors upon us are innumerable. We cannot even count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوا. If you try and you count every single ni'mat of Allah, you will never be able to collect all these ni'mats. You will never be able to enumerate all of these ni'mats. Allah Ta'ala's in'amat are bay shumar. His ihsanat, his favors, his kindness upon us are bay shumar. Countless. We cannot count them. Allah Ta'ala ki ihsanat bay shumar hai. غیر متناہی بھی ہے وہ اس قدر ہے کہ سب انسان مل کر ان کو شمار کرنا چاہیے تو تھک کر عاجز ہو جائے. If the entire mankind get together to try and count all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man will become incapable, helpless, useless. He will not be able to enumerate every single ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have, for example, ankh, kaan, zuban, rizq, ulad, وغیرہ, بہت ساری احسانات. تو وہ ہے جن کی احسان ہونے کا ہمیں احساس بھی ہے, یہ بھی بے شمار ہے. So you see, many of the things, these faculties we have. We have the faculty of hearing, seeing, smelling, touching. We have these senses. These favors, we are aware of. All of us, we are aware of. I'm able to see, this is the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. I'm able to hear, this is the favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But as the Mawlana says, مگر وہ احسانات جن کا ہم سرسری غور و فکر سے ادراک نہیں کر سکتے, وہ ان سے بہت زیادہ ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ کے ایسے ایسے احسانات ہم پر ہے کہ زندگی گزر جاتی ہے مگر ان کی احسان ہونے کا ہمیں احساس تک نہیں ہوتا. اسے so many other boundaries of Allah that we haven't really pondered over, and they are in fact more than those favors that you and I realize and acknowledge. What about those favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Billions of those favors that Allah has given us. So those favors which we, you and I, acknowledge and we feel and we are aware of, and also those thousands of them which we have not even understood and realized that these are favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said one buzurg had problem urinating. So ek sahab unki iyadat ke liye aaye, somebody came to visit him. Man was sick, couldn't urinate, he had some problem. So the person who came to see him, poocha ke Hazrat, aapki tabiyat kaisi hai? How are you feeling? Now obviously the man is sick. What answer he would expect? He would say, I'm suffering, I'm in pain, I'm in difficulty. But the answer this buzur give, he says, farmaya, guna ki saza hai. I'm actually suffering the consequence of sins. So, Hazrat Mawlana says, buzurgo ka ek khas wasf. Allah Ta'ala ke dosto ki baat ajeeb hai. Wo har baat par apna muhasaba karte hai. See again, muhasaba. You see, the friends of Allah, every small thing, they always take a check on themselves. They take an account of themselves. Muhasaba. And what did he say? Aur apne qusoor ko talash karne, aur uski isla ki fikr mein rehte hai. So they always looking for their shortcomings. Where have I faulted? What is my mistake? Where I did wrong? And they want to make isla of themselves. This is what found is a salient feature of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that goes wrong, what is my shortcoming? What is the deficiency? How I can make isla of it? Hamara haal ye hai ki raat din guna karte hai, usme koi kami nahi karte. We on the other hand, day and night we committing sins, and it's more and more sins, no less sins that we committing. Magar jab kisi azmaish pe mubtala hote, to bajaye apna muhasaba karke gunahon ki se toba karne ke, hamari nazar apni tooti pooti chand nekiyon ki taraf jaati hai. So he says, in our case, when any musibat test comes upon us, instead of checking where I have faulted, what wrong I have done, what do? We look at our own ibadat, our feeble efforts, and we look at that instead of making toba of our guna. Hamari nazar apni tooti pooti chand nekiyon ki taraf jaati hai. We look at our some good deeds that we're doing, that good deeds also is not even done properly. It's feeble, it's weak efforts, but we look at, I did namaz, and I made itikaf, and I gave sadaqah, and I went for umrah, and hajj. How come I'm going through all this? Hamari zubano se ajeeb ajeeb baatein nikal jaati hai. We see some very, very heavy statements. Misal ke toor par hum kehte hai, ki main namaz padhta hu, roze rakhta hu, Quran ki tilawat karta hu, phir bhi Allah Ta'ala ne mere saath aisa muamla kiya. See, this is, we begin to question, why has Allah dealt with me in this way? I'm reading all my namazes, I'm reading all my wazifa, I'm making tilawat. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Buzugho ka haal, uski bilkul baraks hota hai. Nekiyo ki kasrat ki bawajood, unke peshe nazar, unke uyub rehte hai. You see, the mashayikh, the buzrugs, what do they do? Despite the fact that they have done and accomplished a lot of good deeds, they've got a lot of good deeds to their credit, but still they look for their weaknesses, their sins, what shortcomings they have in their life. Wo tawazu aur inkisari ke pekar hote. They are full, they're embodiments of humility. They have humility in them. Jo apni nazar mein chota, wahi Allah Ta'ala ki nazar mein bara. This is a very important thing all of us should learn, inshallah. That person who deems himself as low and weak and feeble, insignificant, in the eyes of Allah, he is big. He is great. Jo apni nazar mein chota. That person, who regards himself to be young, small. And not young, small, feeble, weak, insignificant. Allah Ta'ala ki nazar mein bara. He is regarded to be big in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is significant in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Ek aur buzuk ka qissa hai. Hazrat Abu Usman Hiyari rahmatullahi alayhi. Ek din kahi ja rahe the. Kisi ne apne ghar ki upar ki manzil ki khirki se gandagi dali. The buzurg was walking past. Somebody from the top threw some dirt. They threw some ash actually on top of him and fell on him. Ye adab al-mu'ashar ki khilaaf hai. Of course, to throw something from your window on top, you're going past and you're living in a balcony or a flat and from top you throw some dirt. This is against etiquettes and adab. And alhamdulillah, before Ramadan, if you recall, a good few majlises we had only on adab, husni adab, different aspects were dealt with. He says, Nabawi ta'limat ki khilaaf. This is against the teaching of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isliye ki usse dusro ko takleef hoti hai. Obviously, you're going to hurt some person. You're going to give takleef and harm some person. Or kisi ko takleef ponchana jaiz nahi hai. And to hurt some person, this is not permissible. Baz nadan, Azazam ki taaleem se nawaqif hone ki wajah se is qisam ki galtiyan karte rehte hain. Some people who are ignorant they don't have these teachings of Rasulullah in front of them, and they get involved in these type of things, giving harm to some person by throwing some dirt from above. Hazrat wahan se guzar rahe the, aur woh gandagi aap par giri. Hazrat foran sajda mein gir gaye. Now the moment this ash fell on him, Abu Uthman rahmatullah alayhi, immediately he went into sajda. Aur Allah ka shukr ada kiya. And he began to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Gandagi phenkne walo se kuch nahi kaha. He didn't look up and reprimand the person who threw the dirt and ash. Imagine if you and I were there. We would have started all the alphabets we know. We would have showed him over first. We would tell him, you come down and see what I'll do to you. And we would have threatened him and done various things. Kisi ne kaha ki aap unhe tambi nahi karte. Somebody said, you're not reprimanding him, you're not telling him in the schooling. Aapne ajeeb jumla ishaad faramaya. The beautiful response he gave. He says, Mere Azizo. So this Hazrat Mawlana Salim Sahib is giving this bayan. It was Ramadan time. So he said, Hazrat is saying, talking to his majlis, his audience, Mere Azizo, Ramadan ki is mubarak mahine mein najajat ke saath Allah Ta'ala se darkhas karo ki ey Allah hamari batini halat bhi aisi bana de. He says, beg and cry, implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, you make my batin, my inside like this. Buzrug farmaya ki Allah Ta'ala ka lutf karam hua ki usi par bas kiya, warna haq to ye tha ki aasman se mujh par aag barasti. What does this buzrug say? He says, shukar to Allah Ta'ala that just ash fell on me, whereas I am worthy of fire having fallen on me. Ash is nothing, at least it just stopped at that. I deserve even more, worse than that. Allah Ta'ala only put ash on me. اپنے زمانے کے عظیم ولی ولی ہونے کے باوجود اپنے قصور کی طرف توجہ گئی. See, despite being a great wali of Allah of his time, but still he looked at his weakness, his shortcoming, his sins. میرے عزیزو, جو اپنی نظر میں چھوٹا ہوتا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ کی نظر میں بڑا ہوتا ہے. فکر آخرت پیدا کرو. جس شخص کو آخرت کی صحیح فکر پیدا ہو جاتی ہے, وہ ہمیشہ اپنی زندگی پر نظر رکھتا ہے. That person who's got the true concern about his akhirat. Akhirat mein kya hoga? He's worried about akhirat. So such a person now, he will always be looking at his life in this world. Ki meri zindagi mein koi aisa nuks to nahi, aisi koi kami to nahi, jiski wajah se maut ke waqt ya qabar mein ya akhirat mein pakar ho jaye. There's no deficiency in my life that perhaps I may get punishment in the qabar, in the hereafter. Is there any shortcomings in my life? اور جو لوگ آخرت کی فکر سے غافل ہوتے ہیں, ان کا رات دن مشغلہ یہی ہوتا ہے کہ وہ دوسروں کی عیوب کو دیکھتے رہتے ہیں. And that person who does not have fikr for the آخرت, he looks at everybody else's faults. کہ فلان آدمی کی اندر یہ کمی ہے, اس میں یہ کمی ہے, وہ یہ نہیں کرتا ہے, وہ کرتا ہے. And so instead of that person worried about his own faults, he'll be looking for everybody else's faults. So that person whose fikr concern is akhirat, he'll be concerned about the shortcomings in his life. And that person who got no fikr for akhirat, he'll be now pursuing the faults of everybody else. This will be his raat din ka mashghala. Ki dusro ki uyub ko dekhte rehte, ki fula aisa hai, fula waisa hai, fula mein ye aib hai, fula mein ye kharabi hai. So he look at everybody else's faults. جو اپنے عیوب سے غافل اور بے خبر ہوتا ہے, اسے دوسروں کے عیوب دیکھنے سے کہاں فرصت ملتی ہے. That person who is actually negligent and unmindful of his own عیوب and faults and deficiencies, where does he find time to find faults of others? He should make time and find his own faults and coming. How is good time to spend on looking at other people's faults when he doesn't have time for his own faults? جس بندہ خدا پر اللہ تعالیٰ کا فضل ہوتا ہے اور اسے اپنے عیوب کی فکر نصیب ہو جاتی ہے, وہ ادھر ادھر دوسروں کی عیوب کی تلاش میں نہیں رہے گا. That person upon whom Allah's fazl and kindness and favor is, then he has this benefit from Allah, so this blessing from Allah, that he'll keep on looking at his weaknesses, his vice, his evil, so that he may rectify and reform himself. He won't look at somebody else's faults. Isliye ke اسے یہ احساس نصیب ہوگا کہ اس روئی زمین پر مجھ پر برا کوئی نہیں ہے, مجھ سے برا کوئی نہیں ہے. He'll realize, he'll say, from the whole world, the worst gunegar is me, nobody else. So now he'll be looking at his own faults. Of course, this doesn't mean a person mustn't make amal bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. That's another subject that we have discussed previously also. You can make amal bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. In fact, you should be doing it. But the point here is that we don't make islah for own self. Because we are full of faults, but we are looking at others and looking at their weaknesses. So he says, to understand this, Hazrat Mona says, hospital mein mareez apne auqat is fikr mein nahi guzarta ki dusre mareezon ko kya takleef hai. Wo har waqt apni bimari ki fikr mein rehta hai. Usse apni choti takleef ki jitni fikr hoti hai, itni dusron ki bari takleef ki bhi nahi hoti. Hospital, you sick, you're sitting in the queue. Now you got maybe just a flu. And the guy next to you maybe got cancer, Allah Ta'ala save us. The other person maybe got a heart problem. The other person got a liver problem. You got a small problem compared to others. But for you, your pain is the most. You're worried about your own pain. You're not asking him, kya takleef hai, aapko kya takleef hai. You are mumbling and you grumbling. And you are in pain and you just worry about yourself. You're waiting for your turn to come to the doctor so he can see to you quickly and give you a medication and you can go from there. So exactly like that is. As it says, that he doesn't look at any apni choti takleef ki jitni fikr hoti hai, itni dusro ki bari takleef ki bhi nahi hoti. So a person should be worried, mindful of his own faults, than looking at somebody else's faults. He said, ek khatun ka nasihat amos waqia. حضرت مفتی محمد تقی صاحب دامت برکاتہم نے اپنی ایک رشتہ دار خاتون کا قصہ بیان کیا. حضرت مفتی تقی صاحب had one female relative close, محرم of his, and he had to take her to the hospital. ان کو پیٹ میں تکلیف ہو گئی. She had some stomach problem. Stomach was paining. جس کی وجہ سے وہ بے چین ہو گئی. She was restless. She had some stomach cramp. So he took her to the doctor. حضرت مفتی صاحب انہیں ڈاکٹر کے پاس ایک ہسپیٹل لے گئے. لفٹ کے ذریعے جب اوپر جانے لگے تو وہاں ایک اور خاتون ویل چیئر کے اوپر بیٹھی تھی. سو ہی سو ایز گوئنگ اپ دا لفٹ اٹس اندر اولڈ لیڈی ان اے ویل چیئر اینڈ وین دے لک ایٹ ہر انٹائر اسکن اس بیچاری کی کھال جلی ہوئی تھی. ہر اسکن واز برنٹ اور تکلیف میں تھی. شی ہیڈ سسٹینڈ سم ہیوی برنز from her body caught on fire, whatever happened, and her whole skin was peeled, it was burning, and she was in real distress and pain, and she was in a wheelchair. So Hazrat Mufti Sahab farmate hai ki mere dil mein ye khayal aaya ki main apni aziza khatun se kahun ki ye tumse zyada takleef ke andar mubtala hai, taaki unko apni bimari ke ehsaas kam ho jaye. So Hazrat Mufti Sahab said, let me just tell my female relative, they see this woman is suffering more than you. Look what she's going through. Why? So she may get some comfort and realize, hey, my pain is not so much. Look at that, what that woman is suffering. So, chunanche maine unse kaha ki dekho, ye khatun kitni musibat mein hai. He says, look at how she's suffering. Aur kitni sakht takleef mein mubtala hai. And what pain she's going through. Look at her condition. Yours is nothing compared to us. میری عزیزہ نے اس پر ایک نظر ڈالی. She looked at her, my female relative looked at that woman in the wheelchair اور کہا کہ ہاں یہ تکلیف میں مبتلا تو ہے, yes, she's got some pain, لیکن اس کے پیٹ میں تو درد نہیں ہو رہا ہے. But she got no pain in her stomach. Me, I got pain in my stomach. See, she was worried about herself. تو میری عزیزہ, مریض کو اس کی بیماری کے علاج کی فکر دوسروں کی بیماریوں سے بے پرواہ کر دیتی ہے. Understood? A person is sick and he's got some ailment, some sickness, some pain. It makes him unmindful of the next person. He's worried about his own. وہ ہر لمحہ اپنی شفا کی فکر میں رہتا ہے. All the time she wants to worry about her own cure, remedy. She must get better. ٹھیک اسی طرح اگر ہمیں بھی آخرت کی انجام کی فکر پیدا ہو جاتی, if we know what will be the consequence in the hereafter, what will be our result, what will be our fate, تو ہماری اپنی بیماریاں حسد, کینہ، بغض، بخل، غیبت، شہوت پرستی، حب جا، حب مال، اور ان کے انجام کا احساس ہو جاتا. So if we have real figure for the akhirat, then we should worry about our spiritual maladies and ailments. We've got so many. Jealousy, malice, pride, anger, shahwat, haram desires in the heart. All these things will become aware of. To hum bade se bade gunegar ki taraf bhi nazar utha kar na dekhte. Then we won't even look at the biggest sinner in town. Why? Because we see, hey, I'm the sick, most sick person, I'm worried about my own shifa. We talk about kash, kash, kash. Buzrug had kash. Azaz says, sabse bara kash. Mawlana Sareem sahab says, mere bhaiyo, hame ek baat samajh leni chahiye. Let us understand one thing. Ki jo dusro ke uyub se aankhe band karke apne uyub par nazar rakhta hai, wo dunya aur akhirat dono mein kamyab hoga. اور جو اپنے عیوب سے غافل رہ کر دوسروں کے عیوب کو ٹٹولتا رہتا ہے وہ دنیا اور آخرت دونوں میں ناکام اور ذلیل ہوگا. میرے حاجی صاحب رحمت اللہ فرماتے تھے کہ سب سے بڑا کش یہ ہے کہ آدمی کو اپنے عیوب نظر آ جائے. This is my شیخ حضرت حاجی فاروق صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ وسلم سے. The biggest کش you can ever get is that you look at your own heart. کش means to open, to uncover. You uncover your own spiritual heart and you look at all your spiritual ailments. Instead of looking for somebody else's problems and what sicknesses he got, spiritual sicknesses, look at your own. That is the biggest kash. Ek aur buzurg ka waqia, another person's waqia. Arz ye kar raha tha ki ek buzurg ko peshab ki takleef hui. Ek sahab yadat ki, so what he was talking about in the beginning, that buzurg had a problem with his urine. So when the man came and asked him, what did he say? Guna ki saza. I'm suffering because of my sins. So now he's explaining. He's saying, ek sahab, iyadat ke liye aaye, aur khairiyat maloom ki, to unhone jawab mein farmaya ki guna ki saza. Iyadat karne wale ne kaha, aap to Allah wale hai. So when the man heard this answer, that the buzurg said, no, it is my sins. So I'm suffering because of my sins. He said, but you're an Allah wala. Agar aap se koi lagzish ho bhi jati, اگر آپ سے کوئی لغزش ہو بھی جاتی ہوگی تو فوراً توبہ کر لیتے ہوں گے. So this man tells him, Hazrat, that you, if you make one slip or so, then obviously you must be making توبہ immediately because you're the wali of Allah. گناہ کی سزا کا کیا مطلب؟ What you talking about? Punishment of your sins. بزرگ نے فرمایا, ناشکری کا گناہ. He says, what? The guna I'm talking about, sin of being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ki har ni'mat ka shukr ada karna wajib aur farz hai. Every ni'mat Allah has given us, it is compulsory, we make shukr to Allah ta'ala for it. Aur mujh se is hukam mein kota hi hui hai. And in regarding this, making shukr for every ni'mat of Allah, I was deficient in this. Iyadat karne wale ne kaha, Hazrat, aap aur na shukri, you and ungrateful, I don't understand. آپ کی خدمت میں آ کر تو بڑے بڑے نا شکر کرنے والا کا طریقہ سیکھتے ہیں. Big big people who are ungrateful come to you and they sit in your company or sohbat and they realize about making shukr to Allah Ta'ala and they become grateful servant and they go, how can you say you have نا شکری in you? حضرت نے فرمایا کہ سال ہا سال تک بغیر کسی تکلیف کے پیشاب ہوتا رہا, لیکن کسی دن یہ خیال نہیں آیا کہ یہ بھی اللہ تعالیٰ کی نعمت ہے. This is years long. I used to go out, urinate, relieve myself so easily, but never did I realize that this was a great ni'mat of Allah which required my shukr. Ask ourselves when we ever thought about this and did shukr. لیکن کسی دن یہ خیال نہیں آیا کہ یہ بھی اللہ تعالیٰ کی نعمت ہے. جب نعمت ہونے کا خیال ہی نہیں آیا تو شکر کیسے کرتا. So when I didn't even realize that it was a نعمت of Allah with the thought about making شکر, کہ اس نعمت کی ناشکری ہوئی اور یہ بیماری اس ناشکری کی سزا ہے. So because I didn't make شکر all the time, Allah gave me توفیق of urinating, it was a نعمت of Allah. I didn't realize it was a نعمت, so I didn't make شکر, and on account of not making شکر I got this سزا, this punishment, that now my peshab got blocked. میرے عزیزو, جس طرح پیاس بجانے کے لیے چند گونٹ پانی کامل کا مل جانا بہت بڑی نعمت ہے. پرسن از ویری تھرسٹی اینڈ ہی گیٹس اے فیو سپس آف واٹر, الحمد للہ, اٹ از اے نعمت. اسی طرح پیشاب کی شکل میں نقصان پہنچانے والے حصے کا جسم سے نکل جانا بھی بڑی نعمت ہے. لائک ہاؤ وی ٹیک واٹر لکوڈ, دیٹس اے نعمت آف اللہ. لائک دیٹ واٹر ٹو کم آؤٹ آف اور باڈی ان دا فارم آف یورین, دیٹ آلسو از اے نعمت آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. وی مائٹ ریئلائز دیٹ واٹر, آئی ایم تھرسٹی, سو اٹس اے نعمت فرام اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. It's going into my body. What a great ni'mat. But we don't realize that this to water to come out of our body. If it doesn't come out, what happens? My passage is blocked. I'm pareshan. So this also is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Ek ajeeb waqia. Ek buzurg ka waqia hai ki ek din Khalifa Harun Rashid ke paas gaye. One buzurg went to Harun Rashid, was a great Khalifa. Harun Rashid ne paani manga. He asked for water. Harun Rashid is a Khalifa, he is a king. He asked this person for water. جب پانی لایا گیا, when the water was brought, تو بزرگ نے فرمایا, تو بزرگ asked him, اگر آپ کو پانی نہ ملے اور پیاس سے آپ کی حالت بری ہو رہی ہو, if you are not going to get water and you're going to die out of thirst, اور اس وقت ایک شخص آپ کو ایک گلاس پانی آپ کی آدھی سلطنتی عوض میں دینا چاہے تو آپ کیا کریں گے؟ He says, Hazrat, you are dying out of thirst now. There's no water around you. This man has got water to give you, one glass of water, and he tells you, see, I'll only give you this water in lieu, in exchange of half your kingdom. Hazrat, will you give him half your kingdom in lieu of this water? And if you don't drink this water, you're going to die out of thirst. Harun Rashid ne kaha, kharid lunga, yes, I'll purchase this water, I'll take it. Buzurg ne kaha, aapne pani pi liya. Okay, now you drank this water. Thori der ke baad malum hua ki peshab nahi ho raha hai. Now you realize the water is stuck there and you cannot release it. You can't relieve yourself. Your passage is blocked. Now you can't urinate. Aur har koshish nakam hai. And you tried everything. Nothing is happening. Aise waqt mein koi hakeem ya doctor ye kahe. One doctor appears. One hakeem sahab comes. Ki mere paas اس کا مجرب علاج ہے. I got on tried and tested علاج remedy for this. مگر اس کی قیمت آدھی سلطنت ہوگی. But the fees for this is half your kingdom. آپ اس وقت کیا کریں گے؟ You're going to die if you don't give him that half your kingdom. And he's going to give you such a dawa that you help to relieve yourself. Will you give him your half your kingdom? Harun Rashid نے کہا ہاں میں باقی آدھی بھی دے دوں گا. I'll give him the remaining. بزرگ نے کہا کہ یہ ہے قیمت آپ کی سلطنت کی. دس از دا ویلو آف یور انٹائر کنگڈم. ایک گلاس پانی جسم میں داخل کرنا اور اسے باہر نکالنا. ون گلاس آف واٹر دیٹ انٹرڈ یور باڈی اینڈ دین ون گلاس آف واٹر ٹو کم آؤٹ آف یور باڈی. یہ ایسی چیز نہیں. بس یہ ایسی چیز نہیں ہے کہ اس پر تنافس یا فخر کیا جائے. This sultanat that you have is not something that for you to boast and brag over. It is nothing. It's only equal to this one glass of water coming in and the ability to come out. بہترین امت عرض کرنے کا منشا یہ ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی احسانات بے شمار ہے. حضرت مولانا سلیم دوران صاحب دامت برکاتہم says that what I was mentioning, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try and count every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll never be able to enumerate all. Allah ta'ala ne hame insan banaya, hayawan nahi banaya. Allah made us human beings, not animals. Insan bhi banaya, to pagal aur bewakuf nahi. Balki aqal mand, Allah didn't make us mad, insane. Allah gave us intelligence. Apaj nahi banaya, balki sahi salim. Allah didn't make us disabled, Allah gave us good bodies. Andha nahi banaya, Allah didn't make us blind. بلکہ بینا give us the ability to see. ایمان سے محروم نہیں کیا. He didn't deprive us of ایمان, بلکہ مسلمان بنایا. اللہ اکبر. یہی ایک نعمت کتنی بھری ہے. Just the fact that you got ایمان. What a great نعمت this is. پھر مسلمان کی بھی بنایا. Not just any kind of Muslims. سید المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت کا جو سب سے بہتر امت ہے. He made us in the best of امت also. Look at the نعمت of اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. Then he mentions a very beautiful point. میرے بھائیو, اللہ تعالیٰ کی احسانات کو ہمیں سوچتے رہنا چاہیے. We must keep on thinking about the نعمت of Allah تعالیٰ اور اوپر شکر baja lana chahiye. Think of the favor of Allah, make shukar. Allah give me this favor, make shukar. Allah ta'ala ki ihsana to itne hai ki hame shukar mein doob jana chahiye. Second important point. That Allah's favor is so much that we must actually become saturated in making shukar all the time. Ya Allah, your shukar. Ya Allah, teri shukar. Meri Haji Sahib Rahmat, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmat, Haji Buzurg. Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmat came many times to our country. And when he passed on, then his Khadi Mikhas, Dr. Sabir Sahib Rahmat came. Then he passed away now. Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmat's son. He comes, Munabul Mu'id. So, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmat was a Khalifa of Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Jalalabadi. Great person, great Buzurg he was. He says, میرے حاجی صاحب رحمت اللہ نے مجھے ایک خط میں تحریر فرمایا تھا کہ شکر میں ڈوب جانا چاہیے. In one letter, correspondence, مولانا سلیم صاحب wrote to him, so حضرت wrote to him back, شکر میں ڈوب جانا چاہیے. You must be soaked and immersed in شکر. مطلب یہ تھا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی احسانات بے شمار ہیں جن میں ہم ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. اسی طرح we've got so many احسانات, favors of اللہ تعالیٰ which we are enjoying. لہذا ہمیں شکر میں بھی ڈوب جانا چاہیے. Therefore, we must also be drowning in شکر of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. اور مکتوب میں تحریر فرمایا کہ ناقص کا شکر بھی ناقص ہوتا ہے, لہذا ساتھ ہی استغفار بھی ہو. We are not کامل. کامل ہی نا those friends of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. They are day and night, they have purified themselves and they stay away from all gunas. We are ناقص. We are committing so many sins. And we don't even realize this is a ni'mat of Allah. That's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So, we are naqis. So our shukr will also be naqis, incomplete. Therefore, he says, would shukr make a lot of istighfar also to cover up. Would shukr make istighfar also. Yani, hum naqis hai. Lihada humara shukr bhi naqis hai. Allah Ta'ala ki shan ke mutabik, hum kahan shukr adha kar sakte. According to the shan and status of Allah Ta'ala, we can't thank Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, it says in the Quran, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. Man hasn't appreciated Allah how he ought to be appreciated and thanked. So our shukr is naqis. جب شکر ناقص تو اس پر استغفار کرنا چاہیے کہ اے اللہ آپ معاف فرمائے, اس لئے کہ جیسا شکر ادا کرنا چاہیے تھا ویسا ہم نہ کر سکے. Oh Allah, how we should have made your shukr, we haven't done so. یہ بزرگوں کی باتیں ہیں جن اللہ تعالیٰ کی معرفت, اللہ تعالیٰ کا تعلق نصیب تھا اور اس کی برکت سے دین کا صحیح فہم نصیب تھا. انشاءاللہ we continue. This is, he says, these are the ways, the tariqah of the mashayikh, the ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the walis, the pious people. They looked at everything in the beginning. What he said, that a friend of Allah, one who got the marifat of Allah, he looks for his shortcomings whenever he is faced with any musibat, azmaish, ibtila, test from Allah. He looks at his weakness and he says, I got this as a consequence of this wrong that I did in my life. And we on the other hand, I'm reading namaz, roza, zakat, everything. Why am I suffering? Why this is happening to me? See the difference? So, the more we get fikr of akhirat, then we realize more and more our weaknesses. And when we realize our weaknesses, then we want to get rid of these weaknesses from ourselves. And then we won't even have time to look at the next person's uyub and faults. We'll be worried about our own false, like how a sick person sitting in the hospital is worried about his own self. And then you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all the favors. Because we are naqis, we can't really appreciate Allah and make thank Allah how Allah ought to be thanked. So with the shukr, you make istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ya Allah, forgive me. I haven't really made your shukr, ya Allah. I'm trying to make your shukr, ya Allah, for all the favors that I know of, and even those which I have forgotten and don't even realize. And with that, make istighfar. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah. Inshallah, next week, Monday, we'll continue. This Thursday, inshallah, we expecting Hazrat Mona Abbas Saab, who is a very senior ustad of Darum Zakaria. He speaks both. Urdu is his mother tongue. And he speaks English as well. So, inshallah, he'll speak both. He's a very senior ustad. He's spoken here before, also very humble. So, this Thursday, we're expecting him to come after Isha, inshallah, to give us some nasihat. This Friday, Jumu'ah, inshallah, Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Sheikh al-Hadith of Azadville, it's his Jumu'ah Bayan. Of course, there'll be a summary in the end in English, the Jukhulasa. We must try and listen. These great, great people, Allah give them long life and health. We have lost so many great buzurgs now. Whatever it is, try and get whatever we can from these people, inshallah, whilst they're still around. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq inayat wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.